Governor Bill Haslam's proposal to outsource more state government work got an icy reception from Tennessee lawmakers Tuesday, but the skeptics may need to act fast if they want to stop it. The Haslam administration estimates the state could save $36 million a year. That's by turning groundskeeping, janitorial work, and other services like that over to private contractors. The governor says that's money state universities and public agencies could put to good use. But Knoxville Republican Richard Briggs, whose district includes the University of Tennessee, says he sees no reason to take work away from people. He says the outsourcing plan is an example of politicians ignoring the toll on working people, like those who clean up at UT.
It seems that no one seems to understand why Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are gaining the traction that they have, and it's the phenomena that we've seen nationally. But I think I'm starting to get it.
But the Haslam administration says it's thought about them, too. Officials plan to make the company that wins the outsourcing contract hire state workers to do the jobs. These workers would get the same benefits and pay as they did working for the government. Officials say the savings would come from doing work more efficiently. Despite the skepticism, the Haslam administration says it has the authority to go ahead with outsourcing, but state lawmakers say they could pass a law to block it if they wanted to. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.